Day, celebrating our 25th year.
And baby, that's you on a good day. And baby, that's you on a good day. That's the result.
Getting the cobwebs out. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The most important stories of the day here on Good Day, 7 after the hour. Joining Jennifer Horn and me, Doug Steffen, is Ken Kessler, who is a longtime contributor to the program and has been over the years here and there. That is, here on the air and there not on the air. But he's here with us now, joining us to have conversation about some of the issues of the day, things that people are talking about, to add to what you know about some of these important happenings, including the papal conclave. As both Jennifer and Ken are Catholic, I thought perhaps I would not, for a change, maybe for a little while anyway, not throw my 2 cents worth into this discussion, which seems to be like the dating game almost to me. I'm watching some of this stuff, and first of all, news media annoys me to begin with, and now this whole thing has taken on an air of its own. It's become ridiculous. I would think, I'm going to speculate a little that Kenny, Jennifer, is, I'm not going to say more pious, but perhaps more attentive to what's going on in the church, if he's not actually in church, whereas you are a good Catholic, for the most part, better than most, and you're thinking about all of this. This is important stuff for you, but yet it isn't overtaking your life like it has seemingly some reporters. Even local news reporters from various markets around the country send their own reporters rather than taking the network feed, like there's going to be something different that they can get out of it. They're stumbling and falling all over each other. If you look at some of the pictures coming from inside some of these churches, some of these galleries, you think you're going to a football game.
Well, I don't know if it's a football game, but this really, this is history. This is a historic thing. It doesn't happen too often.
Why? All right, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Why should I, as a non-Catholic, care one way or another? Why is it that this seems to take on the more importance than it ever would for anybody who's not a Catholic? I don't care who the Pope is.
Well,
it doesn't make any difference to me.
And maybe Ken can chime in, but I think probably the top answer to that is that the Pope is an influential guy. Whether you're following Catholicism or not, he still pipes in on world issues and things.
Why would he have any credibility at all, given the status of the chicanery going on in the church? The guy who just left because of the problems, the papal lack of oversight, being able to control cardinals and lower-level echelon Catholic bishops and priests.
I think he's more important than ever, to disagree just a little bit with you. Really? I think because you need someone who's going to be a strong leader, who can grow the Catholic Church, who can also fix some of the problems. I think it's probably the most important time to see where Catholicism is going to head based on who they pick for the Pope.
All right, Kenny?
And there are I don't remember the number exactly, but isn't it something like 1.3 billion Catholics?
1.3 billion Catholics, yeah.
So yeah. He's the leader for good or for bad, depending on your opinion of him, of that large a group of people. What is that, a sixth, a seventh of the population of the planet?
Yeah, sixth of the population. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, is he really, if you're a Catholic, here's the question, 888-302-3684. How much do you really pay attention to the Pope in reality? Think about it that way. How much really influence does the Pope have over what goes on in your life? How much does your local priest have a large effect? Or is it just sort of the rules, the groundwork, the essence of the liturgy, what the Bible says? What is it that really triggers your actions on a day-to-day basis? I can't for the life of me believe that the Pope has any influence really on what most average Catholics do. Am I missing something?
I don't think so. I mean, I think that you... Okay, so it'd be like saying that President Obama doesn't have a great impact on our life.
He doesn't have a positive impact on our lives. Maybe.
Well, that doesn't matter. The impact is impact, whether or not it's negative or positive. And I think the same is true with the Pope or any leader of any organization. They may not directly impact your everyday life, but they do impact the rules that you abide by. I mean, the big change for the Catholic Church lately is that they changed responses. And those are all changes, I think, that come from people trying to make the church more current or make it more meaningful when people are there. And I think that does come from the Vatican. Ken, do you think that I'm off base there?
No, I would also say that I think that there is a lot of hope here with the selection of a new pope, that things have been trying at best. With a lot of scandals, conversation about the church being backwards or at least behind the times, and there is a lot of hope that a new leader for the Catholic Church will be able to bring about some much-needed change to be able to fix some of the things that are wrong. I think a lot of people are hopeful of that.
All right. Well, your thoughts are welcome as we move our way through some of the items that are of interest here today. 888-302-3684. The judge in New York who struck down the ban, it was a sugary drinks ban, who was involved in that and why it affects you. It doesn't really affect most people other than they either love Mayor Bloomberg. I happen to have a great respect for the guy. I think that using the bully pulpit is more important than using legislative processes to get accomplished what he did, or didn't in this case, because the ban, which is supposed to go into effect today, won't. We'll talk about that in a moment. Meanwhile, let's talk about your teeth. Everybody smile. Jennifer, smile. Kenny, smile. Michael, smile. Everybody, smile. I know a lot of you are baby boomers, and the hardest thing that you have to cope with, other than feeling older, is looking older. There's nothing that makes you look older than yellow stained teeth. I don't like normal teeth whitening products because they make my teeth sensitive. Every time I bite into something cold, I want to yell. They, up until now, were the only things you could use, to whiten up your teeth. Not so with Power Swabs now. You're A-OK. Your teeth will stay whiter longer. There are a couple of different things. Actually, I was doing some earlier this morning. The two different processes, two different tubes that you use, and you swab, use a Q-tip and swab it on your teeth for a couple of minutes, and in 5 minutes your teeth start to change, and they are no longer an embarrassment for you. They are looking better. You want to look your best, so stay on the Power Swabs trip to fixing the yellowing of your teeth. Whitening your teeth. This is a system that works. It's not like bleach at all. As a matter of fact, there's not a drop of a chemical in it. It's a compound that comes from coconut oil, as a matter of fact. And coconuts are very cleansing. That's why it's good for inside your body as well as outside your body. So check out Power Swabs. They're guaranteed to work. It's a much easier system. And when you dial 800-865-7602 and mention Doug Steffen, you'll get 50% off the regular retail price of Power Swabs. So get to work on your teeth, your natural teeth, your veneers, your bonds, your caps, your crowns with Power Swabs to whiten them up. Smile, and when you smile, be proud of that smile. 800-865-7602. Remember, it's risk-free. If it doesn't work, get your money back. And if you mention my name, you get 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs for those white teeth that you'll love. 800-865-7602.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers classic roast coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13. Limit one per customer while supplies last.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. Here he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
888-302-3684. So I guess because we've got the Pope on our mind, we're going to listen to Daniel, who's calling us from Hibbing, Minnesota. Hi, Daniel. Say hi to Jennifer and Ken and everybody else who's interested in the Catholic Church. You're a Catholic or not?
I was born and raised. Good morning, everyone, by the way.
Hi. Thanks.
I'm up here north of Grand Rapids. I work in Hibbing, Doug. Listen to you every day.
Thank you.
Love the show.
Thank you. What meaning does this take or not in your life, the selection of a new pope?
I agree with you 100%. Like, it doesn't matter to me.
Why did you leave the church? You said you were raised as a Catholic.
I didn't leave the church. I just haven't been back.
He's on a leave of absence.
if you know what a Knight of Columbus is, I'm a third-degree Knight of Columbus, too.
Yeah.
So.
My father
well, you're
was
missing your prime season. This is fish fry season, Daniel.
Yeah, I know that. I used to do that.
What's going on? You got to go back.
No, I don't have to go back.
You can get good fish at home, right? You don't have to go back.
That's
to
right. Yes, I get fish right in the front yard here. You know, I live on. So I live off the land like you, Doug, but I put a ton of money into the Catholic Church, and I'm embarrassed by it now. So,
mm-hmm. What about the other members of your family, your parents, your children? Yeah.
Parents are, my dad's passed on, but my grandmother was huge. She went every Sunday, and I think that the church is... I've got a boy that's involved in it, and he's been an altar boy and this and that, and he's never, you know, he's never been abused, of course, but I just don't agree with what they've done. And
how do you know he's never been abused?
Well, I can't answer that, actually. I guess you're right. I don't know, but...
The thing that strikes me, you just mentioned something that brought me back a memory or two. My father was a Catholic or was raised as a Catholic. He didn't practice much. I didn't go to church much. I didn't grow up, at least on my father's side, with any influence from church at all. I grew up on my mother's side. My mother had grown up a Methodist in Illinois, and when she came to New England, what she liked best was the New England Congregational Church, which was basically the Pilgrim Puritan sort of branch of the what at that time we were always calling ourselves Christians, even though I think that's kind of assumptive because Protestants are Christians and Catholics are Christians, and today even more assumptive do I think those who create... I remember somebody grilling me on whether I was a Christian or not when I was in a... I think I was in Memphis doing a personal appearance, and we were in some circumstance. This person had heard me talk about Jesus and things mattering to him in a way that was different than how they matter to me. And so he basically tried to discredit me as a human being because I didn't pass his collective questioning on whether I was a Christian or not. And I go back to my father, who didn't care anything about the church. We loved the Knights of Columbus, and they loved him because he was a good football and baseball player. That's what I remember about his stories from the Knights of Columbus. All right. So it does have some relevance to some people and others not, and I think that's probably the point. 21 after the hour, as the Good Day program continues.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Scientists believe they're on the verge of coming up with a new drug that could help people live to be 150. Yeah. No, it's perfect for anyone who's ever reached 100 years old and said, please, 50 more years of this. This. More. It hurts every time heart beats. In Venezuela, they held the funeral for dictator Hugo Chavez. Many world leaders were there. Iran sent their president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Cuba sent Raul Castro. We sent Dennis Rodman. So it worked out. But right before he died, Hugo Chavez did have some last words. He said he was just happy he lived long enough to see Univision beat NBC. And I was surprised. Surprised by that. Well, now that Hugo Chavez is gone, of course, the crazy nutball dictator void will be filled by North Korea's Kim Jong-un. So it's nice of him to step in and fill that. So we appreciate that.
You know what they say today is the groggiest day of the year because you got a monkey with the clocks. Does anybody understand that monkeying with the clocks thing?
I of course.
It's the groggiest day of the year, ladies and gentlemen. And believe me, this next hour won't help. So in the middle of the night, you got to turn your clocks. Honestly, I don't know which way you turn them. Some years I get it right, some years I get it wrong. But I'll tell you, the biggest waste of time about resetting your clocks is trying to line up that little hole in the clock with the nail in the wall after you...
Check this out, guys. Tomorrow, the College of Cardinals will gather at the Vatican, where they will vote four times a day until they select a new pope. And if that doesn't work, they'll move on to the tiebreaker, rock, Bible, scissors. Yeah. And I didn't know that. Yeah. I'm learning. Yes. That's right. Cardinals will start voting tomorrow on the next pope. Experts say that they're looking for someone to embrace the diversity of the church and lead Catholics into the digital age. So it's going to be another old white guy.
All right. Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, Jay Leno, and Conan O'Brien, by the way. It's pretty interesting to see or hear the stories, Jennifer, of these cardinals who cannot communicate with the outside world, can't use social media. Apparently, some news folks tried to convince some of the cardinals to put hidden microphones in their robes. This is how, and pay them to do it. So hidden microphones, there's all kinds of security. There are, I guess, on the walls they have any kind of, any number of things in the Sistine Chapel that would prevent the conversation from getting outside in case there was somebody who was leaking. If you are a cardinal and you breach the security, you will be excommunicated. Off with their heads, as it were. All right, so let's pay attention to Wendy Williams for a minute from her program yesterday. She talks about, with one of the audience members, how to deal with a guy who doesn't want to kiss after 2 months of dating.
I've been dating this guy for about a month and a half, and we've been on 4 dates so far, but he hasn't kissed me. So I asked him why he hasn't kissed me, and he says he's allergic to lipstick. I've never heard of that before. So should I, as a woman, make the first move? Should I cut my losses? What do you think?
How old are you, honey?
34.
Yeah, you're old enough to know the answer to this. He's not that into you.
Yeah.
Okay. Because even when a guy is allergic to lipstick, and you hear about all kinds of allergies these days, he would ask you to wipe it off.
Well,
have you ever given him the 52 fake out and not worn lipstick?
Yes. Is that our last date, I did not wear lipstick purposely to see what he would do.
Okay.
He still didn't care.
Who's paying for meals? Are you?
Him.
He's paying?
Yes, he's paying for everything.
Maybe he just wants to hook up and that's it. He's just not that into you. Because, you know.
But listen to her. What happens when you have a lisp like that? Does that mean you get a big separation of your teeth?
I don't know. I would say he may not be interested in any girl. That'd be my thought.
28 after.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Remember that stranded Carnival Triumph for the cruise ship that took days to reach land without power or sanitation? Well, the lawsuits are now being filed. But do you really know your rights as a cruise passenger? Let's look at the history. In 2010, there was a similar situation with another Carnival cruise ship. A fire knocked out the power, and it took 3 days to reach land. But there were no lawsuits. That's because you actually have to prove injury or illness that was caused by the cruise line's negligence. The fact is, the compensation given by the cruise line is probably more than you'd win in court, not to mention the legal fees. Although there is a chance that with class action suits, if they get all the way to court, the cruise line may settle. And if you're thinking of that class action suit, you might want to think again, because when you purchase a ticket, under the terms of the contract you signed, the contract limits your right to be a part of a class action lawsuit against the cruise line. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
Three instances that call for a travel insurance plan. Number one, luggage not on the carousel.
I watched it load on the plane.
Number two, you become ill or injured.
Fake guinea pig? Not a good idea.
Number three, cancel your trip due to inclement weather.
And the weather forecast for today calls for 20 inches of snow.
Let's get serious. Travel mishaps happen. Get a travel insurance plan through Travel Guard. Call your travel agent or visit TravelGuard.com today.
Coverage will be limited by the terms and conditions of the policy and may not be available in all states. Underwritten by National...
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Apply just one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time, and it's guaranteed. Order this all-natural, antifungal, and herbal formula for women and men at nailsofsteel.com. That's nailsofsteel.com. Nails of Steel. It's like a salon in a bottle.
Hi, this is Ted
Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Good day, celebrating our 25th year.
But I got the sunshine.
Best stories of the day here on Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. Some of you who have been longtime listeners to the program know that Kenny's been associated here and there, but he hasn't been on the air. Actually, how long has it been since you were on the air with us? Has it been 3 or 4 years? Or even maybe.
I think that's been close to 4 years now.
4 years, okay. All right, so Kenny's back to help us understand what's going on. Additional commentary is always helpful. Your input is great at 888-302-3684. Kenny's going to work with Jennifer on the social media side of things. That means that we sometimes post important questions for you to consider. Is there lint in your navel? That'll be coming up sometime later this week.
Only men get that, by the way.
What, lint in the navel?
Yeah, girls don't get lint in the navel, I don't think. And I mean, some men actually get, like, dryer lint. I mean, I don't know. It's like a little miniature dryer in the center of your belly. I don't know what goes on
there.
Does that
depend on whether it's an innie or an outie? What is the reason?
I think you have to have an innie to have belly button lint. Right. The outie just kind of is self-cleaning, I think.
All right, so... So, Ken, do you have an innie or an outie, and do you have lint? That's the important question we want to know. After 4 years on the air, that's your first job, is to decide what kind of lint you've got in your belly button.
Okay. I'll be back in a second.
He's going to go do some research.
He's going to go check it, right.
Do you guys have innies or outies, actually? That's a good question. I'm an innie.
I'm an innie.
Mine's kind of an innie. It's an innie with a little outie in it. It's kind of half and half.
Ew. Yeah. Michael, innie or outie?
Innie.
Michael's an innie, of course. All right, this is a perfect way to start
activating
the hour. 888-302-3684. All right, so what do we have social media-wise? And I'm not sure whether Kenny takes care of the serious stuff or Jennifer takes care of the lighter things, but I know we're posting a lot more on both facebook.com/good day. Kenny, you kind of like to tweet. What's happening with our Twitter account?
There's not a lot there right now. I have been telling people if 140 characters isn't big enough, because a lot of the big stories today require a bigger answer, to head over to Facebook. I did notice that somebody did post on Facebook, Thomas, doesn't say where he's from, about Mayor Bloomberg's soda ban.
Right.
He says, I can make my own decisions when it pertains to my health, so suck it.
All right, so maybe we pursue that a little bit. As most of you know by now, the proposed ban on sugary drinks larger than 16 hours that was proposed sometime last year, I don't remember when it was, kind of mid-year, I think, last year, wasn't it? Anybody remember, Jennifer?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, it didn't say you couldn't get, the ban did not require that you not get 2 8-ounce glasses. You could get 2 8-ounce glasses.
Right. You could buy 40 8-ounce sodas if you wanted to.
Right, but what it did was cause you to think about what you were putting into your body, and I think the bully pulpit is more effective than legally, especially with folks having such disdain for the legal system. I was listening to some legal analysts talk about this. The plan is now to go back and challenge this, apparently, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
To go back to court. A Supreme Court judge has thrown out the ban, which was supposed to start today. Starbucks said they weren't going to do it anyway. They didn't have to, because you put the sugar in the drink that you buy there. You don't. Although, can't you get some of those really gooey, like you can at Dunkin' Donuts, that really gooey...
Yeah, like a frappuccino or something like that, which would probably have more sugar. And because they didn't comply, you do know what happened yesterday. Mayor Bloomberg's office made an announcement that they were also going after baristas for putting in too many sugars into coffee. So they were going to start some regulation on how many sugars were appropriate when you were drinking black coffee.
Barista? What's a barista?
Well, the person that makes your coffee at Starbucks or a coffee shop. Right. So they were going to start going after coffee shops, people that make drinks, because they said you can't have a coffee with 4 or 5 sugars in it. Now, let me just set the record here. I drink my coffee black. I drink 1 cup a day. That's it. I'm down to 1 cup a day, no sugar. I just drink it black. This infuriates me that they are...
You don't live in New York, so why should
I don't live in New York. I don't drink coffee with sugar in it. I don't drink sugary sodas. I do drink an occasional Diet Coke from time to time, full disclosure here, but... This law, this way of thinking that we have to protect our citizens
Nanny
from
state.
Themselves,
yeah.
Instead of just going in and actually maybe thinking about, I don't know, putting this type of program in schools, or maybe, you know, training people to know what is good and bad for them. And I think it's funny, and I'm going to call you out a little on this, Doug, because you are the guy that says no government, I don't need it, more government causes me more problems, but yet you support somebody telling you what to drink.
No. No, I didn't say that. I support the information that would make somebody judge or... Michael, put Kenny's line down. It's a little noisy.
He's working on a smackdown, Michael.
I know.
He needs full concentration.
Maybe.
All right, let's have it. Come on.
I am for us knowing, learning, having people talk about this. I was never for, you never heard me on the air, never heard the words come out of my mouth that I supported the ban. I support the information that leads to the ban. That is the idea that people are doing these horrible things to themselves and basically killing themselves. There's no education in the school system about health or well-being, sexual education, none of that stuff.
Right.
Which is a joke.
Or they've cut the programs. They've cut physical education. I mean, to me, it seems like if Mayor Bloomberg wanted to really hold my respect, I think what it would take is for him to say, if I'm going to do all this, I also want to make sure that our kids are getting PE, that they're being trained, that they know what's good for them, that they have education classes, that we talk about this kind of stuff, instead of just going after, you know, a large soda cup. I don't know.
Well, I think that you've made a point that a lot of other people have made. Meanwhile, the legion of people who love Mayor Bloomberg grows because he says what's on a lot of people's minds. And so whether he'd ever be president, a good president, or able to become president, given some of this stuff, is a question. But the bottom line here is that I'm happy to have somebody continue to pronounce, if you will, the concern that many people have. It's not my business what you drink. It isn't my business what Bloomberg drinks, and any more than it's any of his business what I drink. But the fact that you are now talking about sugary drinks, people have made it a purpose to understand what this law is about. And because the American, whatever, Beverage Society is the one that challenged him in court, is not going to take effect, doesn't stop the conversation, nor, I mean, if I were Bloomberg, again, I wouldn't have instituted legislation, but if I were him, I'd just go away from it because it's, now the point has been made, and will that bucket be carried from conversation to conversation, from room to room? When you go to work today, are you going to talk about the substance of the ban, or are you going to talk about the fact that the ban was banned? What will you talk about today? The banning of the ban or the ban itself? What is the more important of the two?
The banning of the ban.
That's for you. See, that isn't it for me.
Yeah.
The ban is the idea that you are doing as much harm to yourself with these large sugary drinks is what I take away from the conversation. But that's what makes it interesting. 888-302-3684. In a moment, Afghanistan is in our focus because we have a lot of, what is it, what's that expression? We got lots of... There's an expression that's just come on into and out of my mind as I started to say it. I've got a lot of splaining to do about what's going on in Afghanistan. We sure as heck do. 18 before the hour on Good Day.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where'd you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
If you drive a pre-owned GM vehicle with OnStar, you've got a powerful connection to help wherever you go, but only if your service is active. So we're giving you a chance to test drive it for 3 months at no cost, contract, or obligation. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. If you're lost, stranded, or need help, we'll be there. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage maps, details, and system limitations.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400 and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Hi, this is Sherry. My husband started taking Andro 400 a few months ago and wow, has he ever changed. He's no longer a couch potato, and he actually likes to go out and do things again. Best of all, he lost his gut, and is he looking good? All I have to say about that is...
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
All right, sort of speaking of crazy people, this guy Karzai has got to be a lunatic. He's accused us of conspiring with the Taliban. Now, is this something that is possible Could it be that the United States, that we are so cuckooed here, that we would create a situation where there would be collusion with the Taliban and there would be these bombings that take place? A couple of Americans died. About 11, I think, altogether of these soldiers from various countries have died. So are you satisfied that Barack Obama says we'll be out of there in 2014, although there are 66,000 men and women over there now that are Americans, and there'll still be 34,000 at the end of 2014? What a load of crap.
Right. Being out and being out are two different things.
Yeah, it's more political BS coming from somebody who's an expert in political BS. And so now, looking... There were five U.S. service members killed in that helicopter crash in southern Afghanistan yesterday. Was it yesterday? What's today? Is today Tuesday or Wednesday? I don't even remember.
Today's Tuesday. All day.
Okay, so this was Monday in a rainstorm. Why? 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 Why isn't... I would love to lead a charge someplace, whether it was in Washington or around the country. This is a question that is, in my mind, more important than practically anything else that faces us, whether it's the economics. And part of that is that we're spending $2 billion a week in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you stop spending $2 billion a week in Afghanistan, then there's no worry about sequester or budget deficit or anything else. Why does it take this kind of conversation, hearing me get my liver in a quiver about this or anybody else?
Never
for
heard that
God's
before.
Sakes.
If you and I went in to look at any of the budgets for any of the stuff that's going on in government right now, we could go through and cut it in about 10 seconds because we know how to operate things on cash flow. And then but the politicians like to build infrastructure because they're all getting their pockets lined.
Okay.
Republicans and Democrats all getting a little bit of kickback.
But to listen to some of the people, I'm neither on the left or the right. I was reading my daughter was teasing me over the weekend because I was quoted in an article in New Yorker magazine a few years ago, or I wasn't, somebody who wrote the article that my daughter has great respect for, who's since passed away, I can't remember his name, wrote the article, and she was using it with her students, talking about her one connection to this particular author whom she liked was the fact that he wrote an article about talk radio and said of the popular or successful or programs that have any kind of decent listenership, I was the only one who was a moderate. Now, this was an article that was from a number of years ago. I'm not even a moderate anymore. I disdain all this political stuff because it gets you to a place where we have people agreeing that it's okay for 11 servicemen to die for nothing in Afghanistan, and for us to spend $2 billion a week for nothing when we have all of this rancor and BS and nobody puts two and two together. What's the matter with you? I know I sound like, and I should be, and you should too. What's the matter with your thinking that you think it's okay to spend $2 billion a week of hard-earned taxpayer money for nothing into a rat hole, and yet you'll say, well, we need to tax people more so you can pay for this kind of stuff? What the hell's the matter with you? I mean, what's wrong with my thinking? Somebody help me understand what's wrong with my thinking.
Well, I think most of the country agrees that we need to leave, but I think it's less about what we think and more about convincing the politicians in Washington.
Why?
It's time to go.
It's my money. It's not theirs. How in the world do you justify spending $2 billion a week on something that goes no place? And how much money have we spent since that idiot George Bush put us in there in 2000? What was it, 2002 we started going to Afghanistan to go after bin Laden, which should have been done in 15 minutes. And we went on and on and on. And the only people who have gained from this are the stockholders of the big military-industrial complexes. That's it. Those are the only people who are gaining. The rest of you who have sent family members, men and women, husbands and wives, daughters and sons who have died for nothing. Squat. Zero. And the zero-sum gain of this is appalling. And then you listen to these these people, and I use that term lightly, who think we need to be paying more in taxes to support this kind of stuff? How in the... I go back. It's a good thing we're out of time in this thing, because this is... I just keep... This would ring in my ear. Don't let me talk about this again today, Jennifer.
You don't worry.
This is...
I've already got it written down on the do not go list.
I am... Meredith just sent me an email that said, take a breath, I'm on a tear.
Yeah, it is time.
All right, anyway, I am. This is just, but how ridiculous is that thinking? The offensive suggestion we need to pay more taxes to support this? Oy, 51 past the hour.
Is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
This is the Everlong Doug Steffen program.
How are you?
I feel much better now, thanks. It's Girl Scout Cookie Day. That's probably more. I can get cranked up about that more than. So, in essence, listen, we got to get to Tech Talk. Never mind. I'm going to go back to Afghanistan.
Thin Mints or Samoas?
We spent the whole hour talking about three things that send me into the ozone. All three of them. The Pope, the soda ban, and Afghanistan. Man, I got to have, my blood pressure's got to be, and I have low blood pressure, but I have, things have got to be working away here. Meanwhile, as we note here with some degree of pleasure, this portion of the program is devoted to technology. So it's Tech Talk time. Shelley Palmer is here to talk about the messy release of a new version of SimCity in just a moment here on Good Day.
Staples has always made getting office supplies easy, and now we're making it easy to get everything for your break room, too, like Folgers coffee for $6.99.
I'm going on a Staples run. Anyone need anything?
French roast.
Breakfast blend? Decaf?
I said Staples run, not coffee run.
Now Staples sells coffee supplies, so it's kind of the same thing.
Oh, yeah, I don't do coffee runs. Intern!
For a limited time, get Folgers Classic Roast Coffee for $6.99 at Staples. That was easy.
Offer is $3.23.13 when the Warburg customer while supplies last.
Mom, I had the best dream!
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was fun!
kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, with more than 10 years between titles, last week's release of the computer game SimCity was a big deal. But things didn't quite work out. The new SimCity requires you to always be connected to the internet in order to play. But EA completely underestimated how many people would try to access the game's servers. Things got so bad on the server side that the day SimCity was released, thousands of people couldn't play the game and thousands more were unable to even download it to their computers. EA rushed to add more servers and removed what they called non-critical gameplay features to lighten the server load. Amazon even stopped selling the game with a note describing the problem and saying it didn't know when EA was going to be able to fix the issue. But I guess EA wasn't really thinking. It should have just displayed an error message that said, due to an internet disaster, your city's been completely destroyed. Not that far from what actually happened. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
At Hotels.com, we've got thousands of deals for every occasion. And to celebrate spring, we've got low prices on your favorite getaways. But what could we call such a fantastic sale? The I'm so happy it's finally spring I could dance sale? The man I love a quick weekend getaway sale? The grab the camera because it's family vacation time sale? How about just the spring sale? That about sums it up.
Now through April 1st, save up to 30% on your favorite destinations. Book now only at Hotels.com, finding you the perfect place at the perfect price.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand firmly for a solid 3 seconds, but it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A lot of focus on the CEO of Yahoo, Marissa Mayer, who ordered employees back to the office instead of working from home. And as that was done, a lot of people around the world who are in the same kind of a business asked why. And now she has defended what she did because apparently the production of the people that were at home had gone down substantially, Jennifer. And so this, because you're paying these people, and they're apparently not doing what they're supposed to be doing, so they failed the responsibility test, I guess, under the circumstances, and that's why they're coming back to work. It's 58.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief. The only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
With over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke. Grainger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/Fluke today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.